Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
More of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcand, Andy Hart. It's about 10 to 5, and we haven't done this all week. Let's get to Bill Watch.
Bill.
Our hard work. Our hard work coming through in that piece of production.
We should get a Marconi for that.
We really should. They should name a whole Marconi category after us for that. Bill Belichick's name has been mentioned as a potential candidate for the Jacksonville Jaguars. However, NFL insider James Palmer says Belichick's interest in the Jaguars may ultimately depend on one key factor, Trevor Lawrence.
You think? The quarter of a billion-dollar quarterback they have?
Well, you get rid of him, you're stuck with Max, so good luck there, Bill. This may not be a great situation for him anyway with those two guys. However, Palmer notes that Jacksonville has some other nice young players on its roster and that the young roster could be a major catalyst for Belichick taking the job, especially if he is able to assume a larger role as well. This is what Michael France said. Michael France of Sports Illustrated. Said that the roster is still young and is a few pieces away from true contention. He wrote this earlier. A world-class drafter like Belichick. Excuse me. A what? A world-class drafter like Belichick? Is this guy, I don't know what they're putting in the water down there in Jacksonville, but
this
my
guy
word.
Been under a rock for like 12, 15 years?
A world-class drafter like Belichick, Jesus, could have much to work with. Here's the thing. Belichick could do more than just coach the Jaguars. The former coach has more than enough football savvy to act as GM, too. If he doesn't want to establish one himself, he could build a framework that could breed football excellence in Duval long after his reign is over. Yeah, just look at New England and how what a great situation he left here in Foxborough. I mean, my goodness, that is... I know things... They're down bad in Jacksonville. I understand that. They had the one AFC championship appearance 2017, I think, right? Yeah, was that,
job
that one year?
By the officials?
Which was, yeah, and Amendola made that great catch in the end zone. That was a good game. That was one of the better AFC championship games they had, and that was Blake Bortles that they beat in that game.
That was the Gilmore one, too, right? The coming across.
Yes.
He looked like almost like the Jordan logo,
yeah.
Like batting the pass down.
That was awesome. That was an awesome game. Anyway... You can tell they're desperate for something in Jacksonville.
Absolutely.
Desperate.
Desperate to the point where they're ignoring reality.
Right. And isn't that kind of what Bill's got to be looking for at this point?
No.
A desperate team?
No.
Well, aren't desperate teams the only ones that are going to be looking at him?
No.
No?
I said no.
Who else is going to be looking at Bill Belichick?
You saw my lips. You heard my words.
I did. I'm just surprised to hear this.
No. One word, two letters.
Who else is going to be in the Belichick business?
So I am believing more and more. So I'm kind of out on the Cowboys. Because as we asked Schefter yesterday, this world where like Deion Sanders and Bill Belichick are vying for the Cowboys job is funny to me. But also, I know Bill might ask for certain things, but I just have this vision of Jerry Jones doing his post-game meeting with the media yep. after Bill's first loss and Bill in his office, yeah. like looking up at his TV and throwing something at the TV like this a-hole is. So the one I continue to zero in on, it's where we started the season. It's where we started with a Gatorade bath for Gerard Mayo. I think the Bengals are developing into the perfect opportunity. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, studs. Mm-hmm. They are better than their record, but their record is going to earn them a sneaky high draft pick that Bill Belichick can add a borderline blue chip or pretty good player right out the gates.
And Bengals 4-7 right now.
4-7. Yes. And kind of a debacle. Like, they're putting up ridiculous offensive numbers for Burrow and Chase mm-hmm. and yet still lose games and the whole thing. The Mike Brown, Paul Brown legacy thing, where Mike Brown essentially runs the Bengals, the owner. It's similar to Dallas.
Right.
But I think the Brown name and legacy, Bill could envision that as a place where theoretically he didn't give me total power. But when I get there, he's going to listen to me. He's going to do what I want. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have sway and say. And I have Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. That's my starting point talent-wise.
Right.
There's few places that can offer that.
True.
The other dark horse for
me. But you're making it sound like everybody's going to be begging Bill to go there. Well, I don't think the Bengals are going to be looking to replace Taylor with someone like Bill.
I think Zach Taylor blows.
I think he does, too.
You're wasting the career of two Hall of Fame offensive players
sure.
with that clown show bro offense and like, oh, every year we'll just start 1-3 and then dig out. That's not how this works.
Don't you think the Bengals are going to go after an offensive-minded coach? Like a Ben Johnson type or a Frank Smith or somebody
Josh
like that.
McDaniels?
Josh McDaniels? Right. I'm just saying.
With
well,
Belichick?
Maybe. But
with Belichick. No one's going to make Josh McDaniels a head coach. So he comes with Belichick. Everybody that can't see on Twitch, I made him kind of pause. Mm. He did like a little Drake May nod, like I'm thinking
so
about
So you hire
it.
Belichick just to get McDaniels? I mean, I don't know.
He runs the offense.
Seems a little ass backwards to me.
And if McDaniels plays it right, he might slide into Joe Burrow likes me for 3 years under Belichick, and then I become the head coach in year four when Bill retires. Anyway.
The Bengals, I agree, will be a hot spot. If they fire Taylor, they're going to be a hot spot. But I don't think they're going to want Bill Belichick.
I do. But I'm going to pose another one. And it's another quarterback, because I think the quarterback is key, right? Can we agree on that?
Sure.
For Bill? And
absolutely.
Because Vegas has been. Remember when everybody was like, oh, Bill's going to Vegas, Brady's going to hire him? Who's his quarterback? Is he going to go there for Shadur Sanders?
Maybe.
I mean, so now Dion.
Bill and Dion hanging out in Vegas?
I don't know.
That sounds like a scene to me.
I struggle with that. I struggle envisioning. Bill is a bit of a star effer, though. So I'm sure he has great respect for Dion, the player, and what he was able to accomplish and all that. The other one that I look at is in this AFC East. Now, we know the Jets are not the option because he continues to take pot shots at Woody Johnson nonstop.
Sure.
The Buffalo Bills are building themselves up for a Super Bowl run, correct?
Buffalo Bills are 9-2.
Exactly. And what happens when they go out in the first round in the playoffs? I think Sean McDermott gets fired.
There will be some talk. I don't know. I mean, fired, like they're
fired.
They're one of the best teams, if not the best team in the AFC right now.
Which is why there's expectation.
Right.
And you got to get over the hump at some point. And that guy, to me, is a questionable coach.
If they lose in the first round, they don't lose in the first round.
How do you know they might?
The Bills, I'm just saying, like, and historically, they're not some one-and-done
technically
team.
Technically, might be the second round because they could have a bye.
That's true. I mean, you could see that.
But they could lose their first game.
He could be in trouble if they lose in the AFC Championship game. Like, they have expectations.
Maybe.
You're right about that. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And
yeah, sure.
That ability to go to Buffalo, again, there's a little bit of that stick it to the Patriots.
It'd be hard to fire him, though, after this season.
It wouldn't be for me. And they have the Pegulas, new-age money-spending owners, like these billionaires that are probably getting antsy with this thing that they bought. They have Josh Allen, same argument. How long are you going to waste Josh Allen's great seasons, great play, great career? You marry him up with Bill Belichick, who went from a Josh Allen doubter to a massive Josh Allen fan mm-hmm. in a short period of time. I just think there's an interesting angle there. I think those two teams might be atop my list because others that I hear, Jacksonville. If he doesn't love Trevor Lawrence, that's a disaster.
Right.
Because how do you get out from under it?
You don't.
Chicago.
Same with the Giants and, you know, some of these other teams.
Giants
right,
don't
yeah.
have one.
Right.
Chicago has one, but that's a diva quarterback. Mm-hmm. I can't envision Bill and Caleb Williams coming together and really working.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I just think the Bills are going to be too much of a destination. They're going to get all the top candidates, and I don't think Bill's a top candidate based on last offseason. I just don't think
so. Different offseason.
I think it's going to be the Giants and the Jaguars and teams like that who are desperate, and you know the guys that they want end up going somewhere else, so they have to settle for Bill. That's how I think this is going to play out if anyone hires him. Which I'm
re-rack Schefter from last week when he said he's going to have the pick of jobs.
Yeah, right. I don't agree with that. People said that about this last offseason, too. People said, hey, Bill's going to be unemployed sure for about, he's going to be unemployed for about 2 seconds, and then someone's going to hire him.
People
and no
or
one wanted
Schefter?
Him.
I'm not talking about like Stizzes of the world.
No,
the
Andy, there, a lot of people were shocked Who?
When no one hired Bill.
When no one hired
Are you
Bill.
Serious?
Can
is,
I have like
revisionist history?
Like real media examples, not fans.
I'll go back and find them, sure. But I remember that hearing that all over the hearing it on this station.
Yeah, there were people at this station. Yeah.
Like who?
Hillman.
Wiggy.
Pops off immediately, right away. I remember Greg Hill sitting here saying, if you don't think Belichick's going to get hired, you're an idiot. You know, like, and that was,
I guess I'm an idiot. Then.
That was fine. I mean, I thought
he was an old coot coming off some embarrassing performances.
He's still an old coot, and this has been kind of an embarrassing
time,
situation.
But he's still Bill Belichick,
too.
He
is.
What does that mean?
But that
well,
didn't
the
mean
name
anything
rings bells.
Okay.
Like, the name does carry weight.
Sure.
Whether fairly or unfairly, the name
I was gonna
still
say,
does
good
carry
and bad,
weight.
Probably.
Yeah.
Some baggage in terms of the arrogance, what he expects.
Well, that was the argument. Like, what organization is going to let him come and, you know, take over the whole organization?
At 72, and now he's 73.
He's going to have his pick of draft.
I do. I'm with Schefter. I think there's probably going to be like three, and I think you're going to be surprised. At least one of them will be one of these I'm talking about where it's like, oh, that's a pretty good job. Joe Burrow or Josh Allen or like, you know, Jalen Hurts, the Eagles have been a popular rumor all along
older,
the way.
You're getting them for 1 year tops, maybe two.
But you might win.
Maybe.
What if you win two Super Bowls in 3 years?
I mean, what if Sidney Sweeney walks in here? I mean, come on. Like, you know, we can
like,
what if
I like your dream better than mine.
I do too. 617-779-7937. Tommy Curran joined the show earlier. We're going to pick through some of the things that he had to say about not this situation in particular, but the Patriots, their matchup with the Dolphins. That's all coming up right after this.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.